The conservatives said, hey, you thought we didn't have a climate plan? Yes, we do. And after years and years of saying we're going to kill Justin Trudeau's price on carbon, the what they called the carbon tax, and there would only be price for emitters, not on consumers. As I've said, the conservative plan is out, and it's going to have a it's going to have a low carbon savings account. It's going to price consumers will pay $50 a ton as of next year on fuel in carbon. It will be administered by some third party. The money goes into a low carbon savings account. We don't know how that works. And then you can use it like a rewards program to buy things like electric vehicles. They're going to keep the output based pricing system for large emitters. And if the United States goes up to 170 to match them by 2030, so will the conservative plan. There's going to be more regulation on buildings and on industry. Like in BC, to use more renewables. There'll be incentives to get zero emission vehicle mandates, and there'll be investments in carbon capture and storage, and even nuclear energy. That's the basic outline. So let me bring in Conservative MP Dan Albus. He's the Conservative Shadow Minister for the Environment and Climate Change. Dan, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Just let's start with the turnaround. How are you going to explain to conservatives? And I'm getting texts saying, you know, okay, you all said you always said you'd repeal a carbon tax or a price on carbon for consumers. Now there's a $50 price for consumers on carbon. I know it's not administered by the government. It's administered by some kind of third party. How is that not a carbon tax that Aaron O'Toole promised he would repeal?
Sure. So thanks, Evan, for having me. And direct to your question, any tax is a compulsory levy that goes to state revenues. And in this case, there is no contribution whatsoever to state revenue. You know, people can like or dislike the policy. We think that, but they can't call it a tax because at the end of the day, rather than drawing money from your household because you have to drive to work or because you live far away and you have to get to a medical appointment, rather than taking your money to Ottawa and then letting Mr. Trudeau distribute to people that he thinks deserve it, we want your household to be able to put it aside in your low carbon personal savings account and be able to then make decisions, whether it be adding a solar panel to heat your home, whether that be purchasing low carbon foods, local products, whether that be on buying an electric vehicle or an electric bike for your teen. These are all things that that you as a taxpayer can make the decision. So this is not an Ottawa knows best. This is your household making decisions for a right. better low carbon future.
I understand that, but let's talk about this. And I'm speaking to Dan Albus, the Conservative Shadow Minister for the Environment. This low carbon savings account, which is where the money goes. So the government is still pricing carbon, so you're raising the price of fuel, so consumers will pay more for, let's say, a tank of gas. So the government is still mandating a price raise. Let's be clear about that. But so who, this administration is going to be done by a private company. How much will they pay? Like, what's the administrative costs of that? Like, is the government going to oversee that? Does the government pay this company, or do they just take a cut of the $50 a ton? Because it's a third party here that's, you're basically outsourcing the administration of all this billions of dollars in revenue.
So first of all, Evan, we've given the example of Interac. Interac is actually a cooperative. And so, you know, various financial institutions are part of that, and that's to make sure that everyone in Canada can have the same level of service, regardless if they bank at a credit union or at a local bank. And so we want to make sure that this body, that when someone makes a purchase, fills up their gas tank, that that money goes directly into their low-carbon personal savings accounts.
But there's still going to be an administrative cost, though. Like the banks do Interac because they're wanting us to get all banking. I understand Interac and how that works. But there's got to be some administrative cost to a loyalty program. We know there is.
Administrative cost for CRA, Evan. And, you know, when I talk to my constituents, they don't think there's a lot of value for money there. They actually ask the question to me constantly. Dan, when I phone CRA, they tell me that the average wait time is 2 hours plus. Why aren't they a little bit more like some private companies that say, leave us your number, we'll phone you back? That's a great question, because private companies want to serve people. But getting back to the overall discussion about this, let's put this in context. The Liberal carbon tax is set to go to $170 a ton. That punishes consumers using a tax-based system. We're focused on using incentives. Our solution allows Canadian consumers to do their part in fighting climate change in whatever way works best for them.
But Dan, they're just to be fair, I don't care for anybody here. No, but the Liberal plan comes with something that you consistently don't mention, the rebate. And the Parliamentary Budget Officer independently analyzed it and said 8 out of 10 Canadians are going to get more money back on the rebate than they spend based on the price on carbon. You know that. So the difference how they're getting money back?
We haven't talked about rebates because you haven't asked about it yet. So let's just put it this way. As I said to you earlier, Mr. Trudeau gets to decide who gets it. So, for example, and by the way, he also says, oh, we're actually giving people more money than what they pay. Well, where's that money coming from, Evan? So I'll tell you where it's coming from. It's coming from small businesses that right now put money into the system and they get very little back. Dan Kelly, the Canadian Federation Independent Business Head, has told me and has said this message far and wide, especially when you're looking at right now where some small businesses are barely hanging on. And look, I have seniors in my riding that constantly say to me, look, I'm paying this much in carbon tax. I would need to be able to switch to a high efficiency heater. Where's the money going to come from, Dan? We're talking about keeping money within people's households. But, and we will also have a small business version so that a small business, when they pay into this, will actually be able to then use that money so that they can buy a more fuel efficient fleet or to make better decisions towards a lower carbon future.
Okay, so I was speaking to Dan Kelly. Dan Albus. You mentioned Dan Kelly, who's on the show a lot, the Conservative MP and the Shadow Minister. You said that the Ottawa knows best. I'll just read you a text from a Conservative that just sent me this text. And they said, this is Ottawa knows best, because literally this plan tells me what I'm allowed to spend my points on. This is a broken promise. Isn't that, what do people spend their money on? Like, what products? Isn't that the government dictating what you can buy? How is that not Ottawa knows best?
So let's contrast this right now. If you live in Vaughan, if you live in Mississauga, you got to drive downtown Toronto. It's a tough drive and it's expensive. So you're constantly putting money into your carbon tax that goes to Ottawa. And at $170 a ton, many people might say, look, this is nuts. I have to find another job closer to it, or I have to move into the city, which means giving up your home with a porch. And so, Evan, at the end of the day, people right now are being punished by Mr. Trudeau. And where does that money go? It goes to people that have alternative modes of transportation. So someone who lives right down in downtown Toronto can get around anywhere using public transit, which is funded by the taxpayer.
So, Dan, just because I got a minute, there is going to be a criticism to say, are you incentivizing people to drive more? Because the more you spend on carbon, the more rewards you get. You're rewarded.
I'm really glad you touched on that, because what happens right now, we are seeing people that are putting off more greenhouse gas emissions because they have to. They have no other choice, and they're paying through the nose. We're going to give them the money so that they can start saying, hey, I could buy an electric vehicle. That would lower my costs, because that's where the GHG emissions are coming from.
What do you tell conservatives who were trying to repeal the price on carbon for Justin Trudeau? They didn't want to pay more at the pump. We don't pay more at the pump. And what do you tell them now that they will be paying more at the pump? That's the bottom line. People will still pay more at the pump under the Conservative plan.
So I would just start by saying I'm from British Columbia, and so we've had a carbon tax since 2008. And so, what I hear from local Conservatives is a little bit different with that. But what I will say is this, is that all provinces have said that they would bring it up to $50 a ton. Some vetoed out of that, like Saskatchewan. That's where Mr. Trudeau put his his own personal carbon tax on this, and now he's saying, without any collaboration or discussions with the provinces, $170 a ton by 2030. And I will tell you that there are many small businesses right across the country that are just barely hanging on, and suddenly to say, oh, by the way, we're going to be raising your taxes and giving you very little back, that's a huge challenge. And for commuters who have no choice in the matter. And so when I say to people, look, if we're going to be taking steps, if we're going to have a price on carbon, This would be where we would keep it frozen at $50 a ton. That's something that's already been agreed to go to by next year. And because we don't want to see business and jobs going down to the United States, where obviously there is not a price on carbon. And so this is where we want to make sure that households are ready, that they can make choices about, and really, Evan, the choice is up to them. What we're saying is that there needs to be a signal, but there also needs to be where you have a direct hand in deciding
why not just
your decisions.
Why not let people, like, if people are going to pay this money, why do they have to put in this low-carbon fund that then they can only spend money on approved green products? Why don't you just let the consumer, trust the consumer, and they'll give the money back to them, and they'll spend it however they want?
Well, because, again, as I said to you, Evan, you're going to have it where people are going to, like, people have already rejected the idea of we have a progressive tax system. That's fine. We pay taxes to the government. It then supports things like public transit. That's fine. And that gives people in large urban centers lots of choices that they have. But again, you go to the rural, remote parts of this country, that doesn't work out in the same way.
So no, but I'm saying on yours,
Household would be able to keep the money, and they would then be able to make their choices so that they can be part of it.
But they're making choices. I know, but I'm just saying my point is they're making choices of approved products, right? You like in your plan, you say the low carbon savings account, you have to pick specific products. Why not just let them pick any product?
Well, again, like I said, we want to see where there's not just a price signal today, but also a signal, a nudge to be able to make better decisions tomorrow for a low-carbon future. And so by offering people these things where, let's say, again, a senior in my area says to me, what do I do? I'm spending all this money on carbon taxes. If this plan was in place, they would then be able to maybe put in some new windows. They would be able to insulate their home. They would be able to make those choices. But right now, Evan, all they're doing is seeing that money sucked and going to Victoria, or if Mr. Trudeau's plan, if I was a Saskatchewan MP, it would be going to Ottawa, and then Mr. Trudeau gets to send it to people. And right now, farmers are having to dry their grain. Not this very second, but when they do, they're paying through the nose, and they can't. They're price takers. They can't sell their international commodities with such high prices.
Right. To be fair, by law, that money is rebated. Okay, Dan Albus,
but
I can't tell.
Not to everyone equally, Evan. That's
right. Okay.
You know,
Dan Albus. First of all, I love having you on the program. I really appreciate the time. I got a ton of people that are lined up to talk about this. The conservative critic on the environment talking about the plan. Dan, great to have you on the program.